Their zero waste committee.
All right, I would like to call to order the first meeting of this current iteration of the Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee. Before we have a chair, I have been asked to serve as the temporary chair, as the leader of the majority party. And with that, I believe, and now that I've called the meeting to order, I believe we can go right into electing a chair.
You want to do a roll call or just note that everybody's here?
Yep, everyone here is. Why don't we do a roll call just for the first one here?
Legislator Collins?
Here.
Legislator Kovacs?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
Legislator Nolan?
Here.
Legislator Sperry?
Here.
Legislator Uchitel?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And with that.
Are we going to have the pledge? Or?
We could say the pledge, yeah, absolutely.
Why
Let's
not?
Do that.
You want to lead it? He wants to lead it.
Yeah,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Litz.
And may I note that we're on the lands historically occupied by the Munsee and Mohegan, Lenape, and Esopus peoples. And we continue to bear the benefits of the lands, and I think owe a responsibility to all the peoples, past and present and future.
Thank you, Legislator Nolan. Hear, hear. All right. So with that, I am happy to move into entertaining a nomination for the permanent chair of this committee. Are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Jeff Collins.
All right, there's a nomination on the floor. Is there a second for that nomination? There's a second for that nomination. Are there any additional nominations for chair of the Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee? Yep, Legislator Kovacs.
I would nominate Herbert Litz.
All right, there's a nomination. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, there is a second. So we do have a contested vote, and I believe it would be, we can hold discussion, there's no reason not to. Yep, so I'll open the floor to any discussion, otherwise if there's not discussion we can go into a vote. I will call a roll call vote for this, and I'm happy to hear any discussion on the two nominees. Or actually, I'll say, are there any further nominees? Are there any further nominees? Are there any further nominees for chair of the Ulster and Delaware Corridor Advisory Committee?
I move we close the nominations.
All right, is there a second to close the nominations? Second to close the nominations. All those in favor of closing nominations?
Aye.
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 All right,
aye.
The nominations are closed, and now I will open the floor to discussion. Legislator Green.
I just think it would be good to hear from each of the nominees.
Sure.
If they are so inclined.
I'm happy to do that. Why don't we go with Legislator Collins first?
Thank you for the nomination. I've been looking at this for quite a while and looking at what this committee can and should be doing. And for me, what I would like to see us do is look at the history of what's happened, what's gone in the past as far as the use of the land. I also want to make sure we understand for the undesignated corridor, exactly what the laws, what the rules are, what the towns are. It's a very complicated corridor. It has, I believe, four towns in it. Those towns have different zoning codes. Those towns have different requirements. And there are many, many property owners that underlie the land, too. So all of that together makes this a very complicated process. This is why this was not decided previously, in my understanding, because it was so complicated. We have competing ideas of what to do with this corridor. My view is that we need to do whatever is best for Ulster County and for the citizens of Ulster County. And that's my goal for this committee. As far as anything else, it's going to develop. We're going to work through what we understand, what we know, and see what makes sense. I personally go into this with no preconceived notion of what should be done. That's got to be decided by this committee and worked on by this committee.
Thank you, Legislator Collins.
Legislator Litz.
I was chair of the predecessor to this committee, which was called the Track Committee, which was not only for this corridor, but it was for all rail trails throughout the county. The history is there. I've been on the committee since the beginning of it. I was very disappointed when last year it did not get reappointed, and I was a little dismayed that it wasn't appointed this year. But I'm glad that the county can see that there is a need to have a committee like this. I was hoping it would be for all trails in the county. We did a lot of work with O&W and with some of the other trails in the Orr-Worsing area. But this is being limited only to the UND corridor, which means the only piece that has not been designated is from 8.33 mile post to 10.1. And then unfortunately, I believe when we make that decision, they'll probably disband this committee because it's the only piece that hasn't been designated. And I hope that at that point, they reconvene a similar committee that works on all of the trails in Ulster County, not just this short little piece, this mile and a half.
Thank you, Legislator Litz. And I'll open the floor to any further discussion. I see Legislator Nolan's hand. Go ahead. And then followed by Legislator McCullough.
Yeah. I think it's really important that this committee have legislators from the corridor that is under discussion. That was not the composition of the prior committee. And I think it's important that there be a chair for this committee who actually represents people who are on the corridor. I also think that the resolution that set up this committee included two purposes. One, of developing policy recommendations to guide activities in the undesignated section, but second, to promote general oversight of the development of the UND corridor. So I do expect that the conversations that we have about the undesignated section will take place in the context of this entire corridor, which stretches from Kingston to the county border in High Mount. I have leaned towards people whose process starts from what was articulated by Legislator Collins of no preconceived notions. And I think that if we come to this work looking to really understand what the on-the-ground conditions are, what the perspectives of all the stakeholders are, and what all the options are, with as much detail about those options as possible, that this committee can move forward. And believing that is what led to my nominating Legislator Collins.
Okay, thank you. Legislator McCullough.
If this committee was to expand into other corridors, in a case like that, this committee would be something that's ongoing with no interruptions in your opinion.
Well, the thing is the resolution designates only this corridor. So there would have to be another resolution set up, for another committee. But I represent all of the constituents in Ulster County, not just those in the 9th district. So, and when I look at what is the best and highest use of anything or any merits to any resolution, it's with the broad vision of all the constituents in Ulster County, not just District 9.
Thank you. I'm considering that the question through the chair to Legislator Litz on the topic that he mentioned. Is there any other comment, Legislator McCullough, that you wanted to share?
No.
Okay. So I have Legislator Stewart followed by Nolan for a second time.
My comment is not about electing a chair. It's about the purpose of the committee. And I first of all, I wanted to express my disappointment at not being a member of this committee. Secondly, I think it is a really great idea that this committee exists. I think it will be a really good thing to have the stakeholders in the room and be able to have conversations and dialogue back and forth, because there seems to be a lot of misunderstandings, disagreements as to some very basic things about the project at hand. There's not agreement of all parties as to who owns what. Some parties have expressed a belief that the Catskill Mountain Railroad has not always been a good faith actor in negotiations in the past. There have been allegations of wrongdoing on the part of the Catskill Mountain Railroad, and I think it is a great thing to get everyone in the room to have these discussions and to hopefully come up with an agreement that, you know, works for everyone. I personally think that a combination of rail and trail would be a great thing for Ulster County. I think it would be a great thing for the town of Hurley. I think it would be a great thing for the city of Kingston. I think it would be a great thing for everyone who is on that corridor due to the tourist dollars that this could conceivably bring in. I also think that the Catskill Mountain Railroad has made some great steps to correct some of the issues that have happened in the past, specifically updating their engines to biodiesel. So like I said, I think that there's room for a lot of dialogue and hopefully some compromise on all parts, and I look forward to seeing what happens.
Thank you, Legislator Stewart. So I have Legislator Nolan for a second time, followed by Green.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I had meant to do that in my first comment, that there is a Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee that is has legislative representative, has been working for the benefit of trails all around Ulster County for over a decade, has served as a model for surrounding communities and actually all across New York State. And that committee provides a forum for bringing questions about new trail construction, repair and management of existing trails, and has generally worked very well by everybody's estimation that has ever expressed an opinion to me. And this committee, I believe, it comes directly from the fact that there was a section of a major corridor that is owned by Ulster County that was not set up for activities to take place. It wasn't designated. It doesn't have a policy. And since policy formation is on the purview of the legislature, the reconvening of this committee is to follow up on that piece of the prior committee's work that wasn't able to go forward in a timely fashion. And so rather than hold up all the other activities, this this section was set aside. I hope that in when we get down to new business that we talk about maybe an outline of topics for the committee. And I think we should start out by talking about the whole corridor and the policy that is in place and what's working and what isn't, and then situate this undesignated section in that larger context. So that I feel very good about this committee having a more narrow focus. It is going to be a ton of work. This section was from 8.33 to Basin Road was noted to have the most complicated topography of any of the sections. As Legislator Collins has identified, there's multiple towns that are contained even within this, contained or adjoined this one small section. And there are two competing visions that have been brought forward in various forms in the past, and there may be other perspectives that might come forward. So I guess we're getting a little off the topic of the choice of a chair, but again, I would say that having the perspective of this section as a complicated focus is really important to the work of this committee.
Thank you. Legislator Green.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up a suggestion I made to Chair Criswell. This has been in my, I think, 9 years in the legislature. This has been one of the most contentious issues I've seen. And often when there is contention, the answer is both. But my suggestion was for this particular committee to consider bringing in a professional facilitator. And that's not to say that either of the chairs wouldn't, potential chairs wouldn't host the meeting well. But what we tend to do in conflict is cancel each other's values and information. A facilitator can help those to become additive. And that's what I think, that kind of a collaborative solution would end up truly being best for Ulster County, because it does entail having those values and that information become additive. So I just wanted to make that suggestion as you move into identifying issues, perhaps to take some time and think about a process. Thank you,
Legislator Green. All right, any further? Yep, Legislator McCullough?
I like that idea, but I want to give the chair, whoever's nominated, a chance to do what they need to want. Give them a chance and let the decision be theirs if they would like to bring it. I never want to make anybody do anything. And if anybody hasn't ridden the train, I suggest you ride it so you get that experience. I think that would add to what we talk about here. I've taken the train twice, great experience, and I'm curious to see what's on the other side of what we're discussing.
Thank you, 1.65. All right, if there's no further discussion on electing a chair, which I appears that there's not, I will call the question, and we will do so with a roll call vote. And so I will hand it over to Michael to call the roll and record the vote.
Legislator Collins.
Me.
Legislator Kovacs.
I vote for Legislator Litz.
Legislator Litz.
Litz.
Legislator McCullough.
Collins.
Legislator Nolan.
Collins.
Legislator Sperry.
Collins.
Legislator Uchitel.
Collins.
In a vote of 5-2, Legislator Collins has been elected chair.
Thank you. Okay, the first order of business, and thank you so much for your faith that hopefully I can be fair and balanced in this process and procedure. That's my intention and my goal. If I'm not being fair and balanced, let me know. It is a discussion that's going to be very controversial. It is a discussion that has a lot of people interested and a lot of people on very strong sides. So we do need to work together to come up with what is the best approach and to work in a way that hears everyone and hears the constituents and works with all the parties involved, all the parties that have some kind of an impact and influence in this. And that's my commitment to doing that. And I'm hoping that we all commit to that same thing. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is setting dates for future meetings. So I guess my first suggestion is, does this time work, which is the fourth Thursday?
Yes, this is the fourth Thursday of the month.
Fourth Thursday of the month. For me, this works until 6:30. And if we could do a little bit earlier, it might be better for me, but otherwise it works fine.
If there's no conflict, the fourth Tuesday would be much better for me.
Okay.
Later in the week and the last week of the month starts to hit into getting ready for committees at the beginning of the week, of the beginning of the next month, and some of my committees are early in that. So I would propose Tuesday as better, although I probably could do this date if that's best for the rest of the committee.
Okay. Herb, Legislator Litz.
You see the committee has on occasion used that fourth Tuesday.
Okay.
And that's usually a 4:30. meeting, and I don't have a problem as long as there's some coordination. So I tried multiplicity. I haven't figured it out yet, so it can't be in two places at one time. The fourth Thursday is okay, but I have a standing meeting at 7 o'clock in New Paltz. So if we were to be done by 6:30, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Could we meet any earlier than 5 on Thursdays?
I could do 4, starting at 4.
Both of you have commitments at the
4:30, so it doesn't 4:30. Cut too much into the business.
4:30 would be better.
Okay. 4:30 Thursdays, 4 Thursday?
That could work for me, yeah. Yeah, and I could also make the Tuesday work as well at the same time. Okay. But I prefer Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm gonna call that as a vote then. So let's do a, we don't need a roll call, but just who's in favor of 4 Thursdays at 4:30.
4:30 on Thursday.
4:30, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that looks unanimous.
Yeah.
So you can do it, Kathy?
I can do it. Yeah, thank you.
That was quick. Okay. So new business. I think what I would like to do is to go around the table and get people's thoughts of how we want to conduct this, what information we want to get for this committee, and how we want to move the committee discussion forward. I'll start with whoever wants to go first.
There's 1.6 miles. I think we should, we already know the miles. We should figure out what it is that they would like to do, and the impact that it would have on not only the residents in the area, but also the trail. Because they're gonna have to come up with safety measures and all these other things so that both sides are safe and happy. So let's figure out what they wanna do and see if it's feasible. I think that's a first step.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that each member get a copy of the Stone report, because that's the history, and that would give them a good purview into what was done at that time. And in that report, it does have some suggestions and why this wasn't designated at that time. So if we utilize that as a jumping off point, that would give us the history portion and then work forward.
Okay.
I wanted to go next partially because I need to leave in a few minutes, and so I just wanted to get my thoughts out in case it does turn into a larger conversation. I'm very eager to see an outcome that's equitable to all of the stakeholders. It was really when I was first getting involved in the local community as a business owner that I started to understand more about this, 10 years ago. And I think the train, not that one, legislator is more important than another, that's not what I'm saying, but the train and the trail really converge in my district. That's where the train sleeps at night currently. And one of the things that I'm very concerned about is just transportation safety in general. I think that the Catskill Mountain Railroad does a great job of keeping folks safe. I also have a lot of concerns about pedestrians more broadly, and the way that trails in my district interact with other road users is a huge concern of mine, and so that's something that I'm eager to dig into, and you'll probably hear me advocating around in this process. Land use and the zoning and all of that, as Chair Collins mentioned in his remarks earlier, that's a big factor. I'm less concerned about the history and it's important to note all of that, but I think that it was very clear to me the high level of emotions that was involved in this 10 years ago, and being able to look forward and to not let ourselves fall into old patterns, I think, is really, really important. So I'm really looking forward to working towards that and being really open-minded about what might be possible.
I think we all have said, or everybody who's spoken so far, and I plan to say, that we should understand the section of the corridor and the corridor on either side of it. Through the Trails Advisory Committee, I've spoken with Carl Beard, who's retired from the National Park Service, and has written the State of the Trails reports for the county. He is available to bring together a summary of the history of the corridor if the committee would like him to do that, focusing on the policy in 2015 and the things that led up to that, and then so setting us up then. That's where we are now. So I think that would be a good starting point to really ground ourselves in the 2015 policy. I agree with Legislator Litz that the Stone Report is helpful, but there's several planning studies already submitted to the county, commissioned by the county, on this corridor. And I think we should look at those, as well as the non-motorized transportation plan, which includes this corridor, and other studies that I think we could develop a list together as a committee, or submit suggestions and then put it together. And I think that will be helpful, but I agree that I don't want to spend a lot of time looking backward. I think we should have those materials available, but not necessarily use a lot of committee time on that, other than have somebody summarize it for us. And then what I would like to have is a meeting, or two meetings, maybe more if it would take that, at which each of the proponents of a plan for that section that we know of would come and present their case. And largely, without interruption, and that we not really start analyzing the proposals until we have everything on the table. So the representatives from Open Space Institute were not able to be here tonight, but I did speak with them, and they do have a proposal. They have a feasibility study for this section and the section leading from it into Kingston for trail and Railwood Trail. My understanding is the CMRR's proposal that's been out there for quite a long time, would be a proposal for this section, and I think that the CMRR should be asked to bring their best current proposal on that. And I think that we should have as part of our agenda that if there are other proposals that we don't know of, that people feel free to bring those forward and let us know. And then I think once we have that, kind of feel like the proposals are out there, then I think we can start working on what makes sense, where they overlap, where they diverge, then bring in, define and try to bring in other stakeholders. We clearly have members of the public that are interested, have been interested for a long time, and I think we should encourage that and come up with a way to have stakeholders be able to ask questions primarily. I'd rather not have the committee turn into discussions between proponents of one thing over another, but if we can all question what's good and beneficial about whatever's being brought forward and what's problematic, then I think we'll do good problem solving.
The Dutchess County Transportation Council has put out in the past several questionnaires, which would allow us to get input from our constituents throughout the county. Matter of fact, right now, if you go to their website, there is a questionnaire for the Beacon Hopewell Trail, and it's only going to be up for another 2 weeks. So you may want to get on there, take a look at it, participate if you wish. but to get some ideas on the types of questions that they are putting forth for input.
Yeah, I was thinking, because we're already doing these Participate Ulster studies for like UCAT expansion and other things, so if we could put together one for the corridor and push it out to the community so that we can hear and gather as much public feedback as possible, I think that's really important.
I think it's great. I think what we also need to do first is we need to describe to the community what this issue is. I think that we understand it because we're in the legislature, but I'm not sure it's clear to the to a larger audience. You know, mile 8.33 is where, mile 10.1 is where. What are the places between mile 8.33 and 10.1, and what's going on there? So I think that's part of it, maybe as an intro to that study.
Sure.
And say, between here and here, we have this situation, and what do you think would be the best and highest use for the county and its residents? I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I basically agree with everything that has that Legislator Litz and Legislator Nolan and Legislator Sperry have brought up, and I also would request that I be included on mailings, even though I'm not a member of the committee. Is that?
We'll commit to all mailings to go to the entire legislature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
I have, if I may, I have made that request, and the chairman asked the clerk to include me. Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else on that particular topic of what? So I'm going to just summarize what I heard to make sure that I heard everything, which is that we should look at existing studies. The Stone Report's one example of that. There's other studies that Legislator Nolan has mentioned. We should research that, understand that. We should look at the history. When I mean history, I don't mean history of antagonism. I mean history of what happened to the land. Specifically, who owned the land when? When did the rail line not own the land? When did the county own the land? What was the transition? So the history of it from a legal point of view. Also, the history of it from a town point of view. I know that Woodstock did not used to be where Woodstock is now, that part of the railroad, but it was given to them. So that Woodstock had a piece of the railroad. So I think that might be the case from other towns too. So understanding how that all evolved and how it got so complicated in such a small area of the road. Also look back at whatever it was from the last meeting that decided to make it undefined. Like what was talked about then? Why was it so difficult for them to come up with an answer? I understand, as Legislator Nolan said, that they wanted to make sure that things move forward on the places they could easily define, but where did they get to on this particular part of it? Did they get to any place that was useful for us to start from? And if not, we'll start from the scratch. So I think that's what I've heard. Anything else that I did not say that was said that I did not hear?
I'll just mention vulnerable road users one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Vulnerable road users, thank you very much. Yes. That's a big issue for many of the communities in that area.
Especially
totally
in my district, we've got too many bicycles painted white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else? I mean, I have nothing personally going to open. I'll open to the floor, and we can just have open discussion. Whoever wants to talk about different things. I'd like to, again, keep it focused on future, and focus on what we're trying to do. I don't want to, I'm not sure who said it. I don't want to get into he said, she said kind of a thing. This happened, it's happened. We're starting a clean slate here. We've got 1.6 miles of road, trail road to look at, or trail to look at, and figure out what to do with that. So, I think it was you. Yeah, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you. I would just, in regard to questionnaires and what you just said, I think it's really important for us not to start asking and offering conclusions of what we think should be done until we have done this work of really understanding the section of the corridor. And I think that will be significant work to look at why it was undesignated, the considerations there, and to look at these two proposals, and I think it'll probably just be these two proposals,
that have a lot of commonality in what I've seen so far, but also have places where they diverge. And so when we start to look into that, the basis for that divergence, then that will illuminate some things that I think we can then really say, here's the questions that this committee has. Because I think it's very easy to say, I want this or I want that in the absence of data. It's better decision making, and the only way that I think the county should invest money is when there's that underlying, here's the proposal, here's how it would work, here's what the funding is, here's, you know, the different responsibilities, and then the benefits. And if we can do that work well, I think then, you know, if we still have questions and if we, you know, want to get the feedback at that point on whether we've done that work sufficiently well, I think that would be a very good question to ask. You know, what did we miss? So again, I think that the way to work together is to ask for everything to be on the table together so that we can have our different perspectives on it, but we don't have our own facts. We have the things that we can agree on as, all right, we can all see that survey, or we all see any particular point that is based on a factual claim.
I think it would be very helpful if the committee were given a scale map of from 8.33 to 10.0 with all the amenities on it. So as we discuss intersections or certain sections, we can use that for reference. Mm-hmm. And I think it would then make it a little more clear as we discuss it.
I'd love a model, like an actual physical model with elevations, because it's part of it too, right?
This is the best I can do right now.
Can you make that 3D, please?
Yeah. We do have a 3D printer at SUNY New Palms.
There you go.
That could be very helpful.
Anyone else? Anything else to say, or should it ask for adjournment?
Do you want to open it to the
public? Open it to the public quickly?
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Are air quality issues surrounding the railroad operation going to be part of this topic, or a topic for this committee?
They are for me. I'll speak personally.
They should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Environmental impact, for sure.
No, I know they're doing work, and they're doing good work, and they're taking an important first step. But there's a long ways to go, and I just want to get as much information about that as I can, especially since their VOCs are currently off the scale. I need to understand that more. I need to just get a better grasp of all of the elements in this pollution, because it's not one single one. If you move one, you move the other. If you save CO2, you increase NOx, which is 300 times worse. So there's a balance we have to find here to make this healthy for people to be around.
Absolutely. I agree with the opinions that Legislator Litz and Sperry have indicated here, that it's important as we get to what we're doing. But I would note that both the Energy and Environment Sustainability Committee and the Public Works Committee are working on that from the legislative side. Okay. And Amanda Laval and the DPW and Kristen Wilson, others, will be continuing that. So I would hold that discussion until we get down to the point of, is it a consideration in terms of the policy? And similarly for the use of herbicides, which is a matter that both those two committees are looking at, and those their departments that are looking at. There's actually a separate committee to look at that, not just the railroads use, but any request for waivers, which to date have only been from the CMRR. So as much as possible, I would think that those kind of management issues that we leave them aside until they become relevant, until and unless. And they may be in a different place several months down the road that would, you know, mean a different conversation.
Thank you. Ernie. Mr. Collins, I just wanted to mention that I did put a little map together quickly. It's not great, but it does show, I took the parcel viewer and it shows everything if you want to take a look. And I'm happy to bring something along if you need it in the future. But the railroad's very much looking forward to working with the committee on this. We really would love to see a win-win solution for everybody on this, which I hope will be the answer. And the good thing is that, you know, we all know each other. We've known each other for 10 years through this process. And now Steve has a great grandchild. So that's happened since we've met before. And but I think we're really looking forward to working with everybody. We also, I think it'd be great for everybody to take the train. If we could do that separately together, and I mean everybody, you know, everyone in this room and who wants to take the train, we're happy to take them. And then eventually we do need to tour the 1.6 miles. That's gonna need some, it's a little tick infested right now, so it may need a little weed whacking or something. So I'm sure the DPW, or your, between us and the DPW people, I'm sure we can get it cleaned up for that purpose. But anyway, we would love, we're looking forward to working, looking forward to having you all on the train, and then tour the committee. No, the tour is important.
And to be complimentary in the sense of being the other side of that, if the CMRR is unknown to people, I think they should certainly get to know it. That's operating outside of that, this particular undesignated section. And so get to know the Ashokan Rail Trail and the rail ride in Phoenicia and the Midtown Linear Park, which are the other parts of the trail that have moved forward since the 2015 policy. So getting to know the entire corridor, I think, is good. I do think that we would need to go out, and I think that going out together in the undesignated section could be very helpful.
Yeah. Please, Eric. I'm going to go with, go ahead.
Okay. Kevin Smith, Chair of the Trails Advisory Committee and Chair of the Woodstock Land Conservancy. We've been advocating for trail in this corridor for a dozen years now, and I just want to reiterate what I said to the legislature in May. Our thanks and gratitude for reestablishing this committee and taking up the work that was deferred in 2015 when the compromise was brokered, and it allowed a lot of things to go forward. And we've waited for this opportunity. Our partners have waited for this opportunity to be able to bring forward really good information and recommendations, and we're looking forward to participating in that process. On the Trails Advisory Committee front, we are very close to releasing our update to our 2020 State of the Trails report. It covers 2022 and 2023. It's countywide. It includes the UND, but it is far from solely focused on the UND. I would suggest, just a suggestion, that if people are going to go out and ride the train and walk the corridor, I'm happy to take anybody on a guided bike ride of Route 28 from Kingston uptown up to the reservoir, or from the reservoir down to Kingston, or any portion of that. I think that's extremely important for legislators to really experience up close and personal what it's like to be a vulnerable road user, whether on foot or on a bicycle on that state highway. Thank you.
Legislator Stewart.
I just wanted to say that I think a field trip would be great and would be very helpful. I also wanted to give a shout out to Kevin Smith for all the great work that he does on the Trail Advisory Committee. And also to Steve Rice, who formerly served on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
So thanks.
Appreciate it.
Anyone else?
Well, thank you to Eric Stewart, who's currently serving on that committee.
There we go.
And to Kathy Nolan.
Oh, and Jason is a member of that committee is now too. So hey, we're a big happy group here.
Which is really
helpful. We appreciate it. We really, really appreciate it. We know how many committees you all serve on.
And I think that representation also goes to a little bit to addressing the how this committee then integrates with the trail work in other parts of the county.
Right.
I mean, we have people who've worked on trails in all sections of the county, that there are trails so far, and some who've been trying to get them into other places, so.
It feels like it's time to ask for someone to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, participants. Thank you, public, for coming.